are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So last week I posted a video, a meme of Keith Lee. You know, he does the food reviews. And he was reviewing something that was very delicious, and I put a caption over it that said, "When you,
oh Lord,
when you eat his butt and taste all the shit he been through." Now,
I didn't know that was his ass. That was I saw that post from you. I'll let you finish your story. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, that was him. That was the caption. Because I had said that on his show, jokingly. I was like, you know, I don't want to smell soap or whatever. I want to taste the shit you've been through, right? So, of course, nobody listens to the podcast, so they didn't know what this came from. But I got dragged all up and through the comments.
Did you?
You know, funny drags. You know, some of the girls revealed themselves to be scat queens. But it's okay. I like finding my people. And you wanted to know, what does "till the room stank" mean? And so I thought that these two ideas should merge. When I hear "till the room stank," first of all, I think people just being funny. I don't think it's like seriously stank. It's like hyperbolic, like until the, like we gonna go until we can't take the smell no more. But when I think of "till the room stank," I just think like, you know, a little sweat. Like y'all might be a little tart after a whole session because y'all been sweating. The fan. I don't like fucking with the fan and the air on, to be honest. I like it hot. So a little sweat, a little sex sweat. Like smell. I want it to smell like sex when we're done. Like you ever smelled? You know what? Sex
yeah, I love that smell. Yeah. That smell. I feel like I say this all the time, jokingly. I'm always like, I can smell when a nigga's dick get hard because I can always smell, like, I just smell it in the air. I can always smell it. I can tell. And so, like, when I think about, like, "till the room stinks," I always think about, I can't smell it. I can't describe it other than, like, how, like, ass smells. Like, yeah. Like, after you've been fucking, yeah, that's what I think about. But I saw, like, that was, like, a major thing on Twitter. People were like, "Oh my God, till the room stinks. My sex never stinks. You're fucking stinky people." And I'm like, sis, I don't think you probably ever got fucked to death, but
these people are so fake prudish. Listen, first of all, that's not even a new thing.
Nice, nasty. They are so nice, nasty.
Very Kim Burrell about it. Like, girl, fuck y'all. My sex doesn't stink. I also take my toothbrush out the bathroom and I store it under my sink in the kitchen so it doesn't get in contact with doo-doo germs. Like, shut up.
Yeah. As soon as you put your fucking toothbrush in your fucking bathroom, the air circulating through there has already tampered with. You have already put shit in your mouth. You are already a shitty mouth hoe. So I hate that. Like when people are in a bathroom and they're like, "Oh my God, the public bathrooms are so dirty." Granted, they are. But at that point, you didn't already walk in. You already took one breath even before you entered the fucking door. Bitch, you got shit all in you already. You're constipated. You got so much shit from
even approaching that door. I hate the smell of a public bathroom. I'm sorry. I mean, me personally, when I go into a clean public bathroom and it smells great, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming in.
A little glisten on the sink.
Mm-hmm. Fresh paper towels, the sink clean. But I'm coming in to fuck it up.
The best. Okay,
so I'm coming to leave the smell that I hate. Thank you for cleaning the bathroom. Enjoy it, the next person. I try to get out of there quick, though, because you don't want nobody catching you in a doo-doo's phone. You know, you don't want them thinking
that's that me. I'm the one. I walk in. I look under the stall. I need to see who's in there making that smell. Mm-hmm. I need to know whose insides are rotting. So I'm under the stall. I'm looking. I want to see. Because when I go in the bathroom, I purposely. Okay, so when I'm at work, I go to the bathroom just like hit my vape or whatever. And so, like, I always, like, hide in the corner because I don't want anyone to think that I'm in there shitting because I'm in there for 30 minutes. I'm judging you bitches and your shoes and your dinner from the day before.
Well, the bathroom has to get put to good use, okay? Do you ever use public toilets?
I use it to pee.
Okay, so if you ever got a dookie in public, this is a tip for the girls. Make sure, okay, so all...
A dookie tip.
A dookie tip. Some public bathrooms, they don't come with the, like, you know, the sheets that you just pull out and put over the toilet. So even if you do got the sheets, you need to put extra tissue around it, because sometimes little corners of the toilet be exposed. You don't want your bare ass on no part of that toilet. Now, if you don't got no sheets, this is what you do. You take two long strips, put it on the left side. Two long strips, put it on the right side. Two long strips, put it in the back. Two long strips in the front. You want to make sure that thing is covered up. You want the tissue kind of hanging off the sides a little bit.
Okay.
To make sure that when you sit down and the tissue moves, that it doesn't move to expose your skin to the toilet seat. Also, fellas, you want to put a little strip right in the front. You know what I'm saying? To protect your pee-pee from touching the toilet at all. Okay? And you also want to put tissue... You want to put tissue in the water, so whenever you poop, it don't plop back up on your butt. You don't want public toilet water on your ass, okay? Those are my tips for the day. And when you flush, feet. And that's why you don't wear your shoes in your house. Thanks.
I have just like one tip to add on to that.
Okay.
How about everyone just shit at their own house, huh?
You can't make
it. And no one's telling you guys to have loose ass walls. You can make it. If I can make it from Soldier Field back to the suburbs and hold my poop, I know you guys can too. I have faith in the cul-de-sac.
For 8 hours, I have smoothies, coffee, lunch, and breakfast on my stomach. It gotta go. I can't hold it until I get home.
I feel that. I'm still judging y'all shitty assholes.
That's why I go to my private bathroom, and I hate when somebody up there, you know, mind y'all business. When I used to work in the hospital, the good thing about being a housekeeper in like a big facility like that is you know all the hiding spots, and you know where all the good bathrooms is at. And I had my favorites. The third, like the OR bathroom, it was in the cut. Baby, I used to do some things in that bathroom. So, I've actually gotten like prepared for sex in that bathroom.
What?
I took my douche bub to work. I'm like, I'm getting fucked after I get off. And yep.
The girls are so crafty. They're building fortresses around the toilets. They're douching in the public spaces now. Like, the bitches are stepping it up. Like, this is next level.
I would do Drake until the room stink.
Baby. No. Introduce yourself. I got some shit to say to y'all. Go ahead.
Well, welcome to the podcast, y'all. This is the Boys Next Door, and Drake got a nice dick. I don't care what y'all talking about.
Exactly. I'm Ken Lush, and I just want to let y'all know, I've been telling y'all for the longest that I was a light-skinned king. Nobody wanted to pay attention. Nobody. Y'all was calling him a bottom.
Well.
Y'all was calling him a little light. Y'all was calling him a little light-skinned bitch. Well. Y'all was calling him every other bad name other than the big dick king that he is, okay? Well, and I just want to let y'all know, I was there from the start. I was there, okay? I was there supporting him in his fingernails. Y'all were trying to judge him for painting his fingernails. Let's roll the podcast back. Remember who was there. And then y'all got on Elon Musk's X Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And then y'all sat there and y'all called that man Dick Little? I just want to know what is parading through y'all buttholes. What do y'all got between y'all legs? Because if his dick was little, it was like, it was a good meaty chunk of dick. That was a meaty dick. It was like kind of like pencil-y kind of, but Chris Brown's dick is a lot more pencil-y than Drake's dick. Drake's dick has a lot more girth. It's a good, that's one of the dicks. I know he like slapping his dick. I know he has videos of it slapping it. He has to.
I thought I was the size queen, but I found out that I was not the size queen. Everybody's, oh, it's small. And I'm like, y'all, let's be for real now. Y'all just, I feel like people saying that are just doing it to get at Drake. Now, is Drake a bottom? Is he a messy queen? Is he, you know.
Messy queen. I left that out.
Everything can be true at the same time. But he, you know, we've seen big dick bottoms all across the globe before. So it's no secret.
Oh, here we go. More bottom on appreciation talk. I think that in general, I think people like to, it's easy to judge something that someone else has done or is exposed for if you're not exposed for that. Because how do people talk? I'm like, let me see how your dick measures up to Drake.
I wonder. I wonder if he sent that to multiple people, so he'll have no idea who leaked that, or if that video was for a specific person and that person leaked that video and he knows who it is. Because I feel like if my news get leaked, I ain't gonna know who they came from.
I'm gonna know exactly, because I don't sit like, are you one of the people, like, people have to ask you for news, or do you send news, like, on your own volition, or how does that work for you?
If we have that type of bond, you know.
Oh, like a little lunch surprise, a little wink, a little chocolate wink.
I don't really send news, especially upon request. Oh. I will, depending on who it is. Like, if it's somebody who I would actually give it to in real life, I would send them news if they ask. I don't really like being asked for news, because it just sounds transactional. If we just in that conversation, the news pop up, that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? But I also don't take a lot of new news. Like, I'm recycling old shit. You getting all my old shit that I had in the stash for about, you know, a few months, a couple years. I try not to use too much of old stuff.
We're going back 4 years.
It's hard for me to use, like, some of my older stuff because I didn't gain weight, so it don't even look the same. Or, you know, I got some videos where I'm shaved. I ain't shaved in years, okay? So, yeah, it's definitely Bigfoot down there, for sure.
Chewbacca butt. Yeah. Chewbacca butt.
Chewbacca butt is crazy, but, you know, it is what it is.
Do you prefer, like, okay, when you're taking your own news, do you prefer, like, taking, like, really good position, like good lighting news, and you have like a cute outfit on? Or are you like more like a, this, you gonna get what you get, nigga, and you just prop your legs up and it might be a piece of pizza crust in the corner?
No, you'll never, anything that gets leaked will never be crusty. You'll never find, like, you know, lint floating around. You know, my background ain't dirty. You know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I like those type of, like, amateur news, because it just gives, like, raw, raunchy, straight from the camera roll vibes. Like, I like it. But me, I can't do that because, you know, I'm dark. I need the light, you know, lit a certain way. I need to be kind of, like, oiled up a little bit. I need my hole to be...
I was going to say, I need to go make sure I oiled up this body a little bit.
My hole to be, you know... I don't make, like, raunchy nudes. Well...
Raunchy.
But when I say raunchy, I mean, like,
wait, what was that?
Because, you know, I don't want to get into the cream and debate, but, you know, sometimes it be doing that. So, but the creamer sisters. I don't like to record that all the time. Like, I'll record it and have it, but, like, the ones I'll, like, share will be clean. Like, it won't be, it'll just be, like, you know, old school, shiny, slippery, but not creamy, white, gushy. That's there, but I just usually keep those to myself or to people who I know can handle that type of stuff, you know?
It's levels. It's levels to the news you receive. You got to build yourself up.
It's also levels to this podcast. That's why y'all should follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Go ahead, leave us reviews, you know, help us get seen, follow us and shit like that. Where else?
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the podcast. Welcome back.
Yeah. We're so happy to see you guys. We missed you so much.
What have you got going
Did you miss us? Nothing. I feel like I've been in a mood all day because it's like Valentine's Day weekend. And everybody's out already. It's Super Bowl weekend out here, so it's lit as fuck out. It's just going to be where I'm just like...
Super Bowl is in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm. And so it's lit. I was just at the mall... Niggas galore. Like, they were everywhere. Like, it was just, I planned to go to the mall tomorrow afternoon. Like, it was that good. I was like, this can't be real. Like, there were all type of niggas. There were niggas, like, there was, like, fashion niggas. There were fucking dreadhead niggas. There was fucking basketball niggas. There was fucking football ass niggas. There were fucking nerd ass niggas. There was all emo rapper ass niggas. I was just like, it was a nigga fest. It was a nigga fest. And I was sitting there looking like, I just jumped off a wagon.
So the Playboy Cardis and the Odell Beckhams were alike, out and about.
I love Playboy Cardi. Like, ideally, I think if we ever dated, we will fight all day because I feel like he's a sassy bitch. But I feel like aesthetically, I love how he looks. I love everything about him. He's so handsome. He's a gorgeous man. So is Jalen Hurts.
Playboy Cardi is very beautiful.
Beautiful.
I wonder if he's done his African ancestry because he gives me, like, you know, Ethiopian vibes. I don't know.
Okay.
I would like Playboi Carti more, minus, you know, being a deadbeat and low-key abuser, allegedly. I don't know. But I will say,
forgot about those parts.
Playboi Carti is the reason why I got into nail art.
Oh, really?
Because I saw him, an interview he did. I think it was on, well, I can't remember. It might have been Big Boy. But first of all, I love his hands. I love big nail beds. That's like, it's almost a fetish. Like, I love big nail beds on long fingers.
Really? Okay.
Like, y'all know the kind of, if y'all go look at Playboi Carti fingers, them my favorite type of fingers, okay? But he had like a smiley face on one of his nails. I was like, oh, I'm going to start doing that. And I started doing it ever since. That was years ago. So, shout out to him and send that baby some milk, nigga.
And make and leak your dick pic too.
You think it's big? I'm sure it is.
I think for, I don't, I, okay, so with his height, body build,
The fingers for me tell it all.
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's a nice, I bet it's pretty. What if he has like a pretty ass dick? Like just the prettiest dick.
What if it's the opposite, though? You know, sometimes that happens with a real pretty nigga, and it's like...
A little spook fest? I don't know. I'll just have to suffer through it. Yeah. I'll just do it. I'll just have to... Like, I feel like, for the ugly dicks, like, I prefer to look you in your eyes when I'm sucking instead of looking at it. Because normally when I'm sucking dick, I'm really focused on the dick. I'm, like, really, like, I'll make eye contact, like, especially, like, if I do, like, the spit in my mouth thing where you pull the dick out and they spit it on your mouth. I'm like, oh. Like, if you're ugly, you can't even get that trick. You just gotta enjoy what you get. I'll provide the spit myself. But I like, yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine being ugly though.
Well, my week is over. Thank the Lord. I don't even want to revisit what happened the last 2 days at work. Today was like, it was so hectic. I stayed an hour later, which is absurd. But I'm taking my hour back when I go back to work on, well, I ain't gonna say when, but I do have a couple days off because it is my birthday this weekend. And so by the time y'all hear this, I have now entered my Saturn return and I am ready for 30. I am.
How do you feel approaching your birthday? Like, what are, do you feel, are you anticipating it or what?
I don't feel anything. I have no plans. I have no I don't know. It's one of those. My birthday is usually always, because first of all, I forget. Like some, like my sister called me about a week ago. She was like, "Somebody's birthday coming up." I was like, "Ooh."
I love people do that. I'd be like, "I don't know whose birthday it is."
I really forgot because my nephew's birthday is days ago. Yesterday, it was around this time. So yeah, I thought she was talking about him. She was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Oh, me." So shout out to that. I don't want to rush through 29. I need to luxuriate in my last year of my 20s. So I am going to try to, my new year starts on my birthday. I've felt like that every year. So this is my new year, but also in this new year, I want to do some stuff that I should have done in my early 20s. And I might, might hit a little hoe spurt. You never know. Okay.
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm, like, embracing my age, and I'm feeling really comfortable with it. So, I feel like this birthday would be the birthday that I really just embrace growing old. Mm-hmm. And so, but not like I have a choice at this point. But still, so I feel like I'm also one of the people, I really anticipate what I want from the rest of the year. Like, once, like you said, like, I feel like my year starts on my birthday. Because that's when I was introduced to the world. No matter if I'm here now in January, I wasn't here normally till May. So that's when my year starts. That's a really good outlook. And so now, like, I feel like that's when everything really restarts for me. I'm always just like, okay, boom, this is what you're going to do. You need to get focused. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so, like, as the year started this year, I feel like you said, I've been really trying to just go out and really just do a lot of things that I normally wouldn't do, while also, like, try to break old habits and patterns that I found myself still, like, sticking to. And it's really, really hard. So
I'm going to light my blunt to turn in 29. You have anything you want to light your
blunt? Oh, my God. You have one?
Yeah, I know. I'm smoking this week. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I know.
No, and no thanks to my original plug. Here's my thing. If you're gonna sell drugs, you need to, your schedule needs to be
as clear as it
can be. You need to be dedicated. You need to be out in the street, like, you know, Terrence Howard, Angus Cloud. Like, you need to be slanging and dealing and wheeling. I don't want to hear I'm out of town. What is you on vacation for? You are here for me, okay? And if you going on vacation, you need to let your people know. My previous weed man would tell me, I'm going out of town, you need something? Okay, give me a head.
Yes.
Don't just disappear, because now I got to call the police on you, bitch.
Now I got to shut the business down. Now you're going to come back to the police awaiting you at the airport.
Now I got to hide my identity so you don't come back and kill me for something that you know you. You should have been available for my drugs, nigga.
I always feel like Euphoria. I'm always just like, I feel like it's always a drug deal going down. Like when let's say when a drug dealer comes to drop off your shit, mm-hmm. I'm always paranoid that it's gonna be a setup. Like it's a sting to catch me fucking buying street weed or some shit like that. So now I just stick to the dispensaries. So I never have that problem anymore. Thank fucking God. Cause my old weed man in Chicago, he would like tell me he's coming at like 7, it's 6:30 at that point, but he wouldn't come till 7 the next day. So I don't know. So I like nobody has time for their flakiness, flaky bitches.
I just got into weed delivery. You know, I usually just go pick up my own stuff, but this guy who was out of town and is now he never has another customer, by the way, because what he told me was. Okay. I'm not in Houston. I'll be back in a couple hours. He said 2 hours. It had been 24 hours by the time I started roasting him on Instagram. So I just feel like if you want to be a businessman, be a businessman. Okay. Jay-Z didn't teach all this stuff for nothing. Y'all ain't listening.
They're not committed. The thing is, they want to go out. They want to get their dick sucked. They want to fucking go to the movies. They fucking want to go. Frolic the city. No, bitch, you need to drop your weed off, get money. That's the whole point. They're not serious. The weed men in this generation is not serious. Fucking dumb bitches.
So shout out to the dispensary. I mean, the weed is decent.
And they always never come when you need them the most.
Always.
Like, it's always. That's the only time. Like, the other day I was trying to pick up some weed from the dispensary and the fucking system was down. Y'all, how does that work? Y'all got one fucking job. That was the whole point of y'all opening up a dispensary so y'all sister works so y'all can sell weed
now
to
this
us.
This is a real business now. And if y'all system was down, why y'all ain't got the notebook out writing shit down that you, okay, take the cash or whatever you got to do.
That part. And then, like, so I pull up, right? I'll tell this real quick before I light mine. I pull up, right? And I'm waiting in line for about, like, 15, 20, 25 minutes or whatever. And then I pull up to the window, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, the system's down right now." So y'all have a lot of people back here in line waiting, and y'all didn't think to come to our car and just tell us, "Hey, it's broke," and just have everybody drive off. And he's talking about it wouldn't be working until like 3 or 4 hours later. Sir, I'm in withdrawal now.
That is
you better fix it.
A dirty, low-down monkey with a wig on.
Okay, but I did get a good discount. They gave me a discount.
Wait, y'all
when
got drive-through dispensaries?
Yeah, I always go through the drive-thru. I never go in.
What a progressive time we live in. Except for Greg Abbott and his Hot Wheels. We still down here with no weed and no civil rights.
That's Texas for
no
you.
No more politics. Y'all, I got to dangle in a little politics every episode. There you go.
It's getting cool. I feel like by November, you're going to be full ready to let it blow.
I have something planned for this election year. You girls better strap up.
And not with dildos. I'm lighting my blunt. I don't know what the fuck I want to say. I'm lighting my blunt to not repeating old habits and sticking true to what I believe is right. And stuck in trusting my intuition too. Cause that bitch never wrong. Ever.
Always right. Always right the first time too. I'm learning now too. And I started doing this maybe like over the last year and a half, like, because I would always hear people say, like, if your first mind or your spirit tells you to do something opposite of what you are doing right now, listen to that. So, like, it could be little stuff. Like, if I'm getting ready for work and let's say I'm leaving something, but it's like, I don't want to go back and get it. my spirit is like, go back and get it. You're going to need it that day. Or, like, maybe it's something I'm not supposed to take. Like, maybe, like, there have been times, like, when I have caught myself, like, about to walk out the door, and my spirit is like, hold up. And I had weed in my bag. Now, the reason why that's important is that happened to me twice. The reason why that's important criminals is because, on the loose. Like, I work in close quarters with my people. Like, that weed is going to get smelled.
Smell
and I'm going to lose my fucking job, bitch. So, you really got to listen to your first mind. It's a little anecdotal, but, like, that's the point.
Whenever I think about my first mind, I think about the story of the guy who was supposed to be, or this is so old, but I'm pretty sure everyone's heard it by now. But he was supposed to go to work on 9/11 in the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. But on his way there, I think he left something at home. Mm-hmm. So he went back home and had to get it. And then that happened. So it's just like, imagine if, like, you don't trust your intuition to go back and get something or not go somewhere or right then at that moment. You never know what, like, you're potentially missing. It may be something that you don't want.
There's a term for that. I don't know what it's called.
Premonition.
Well, premonition is more so like you anticipate something bad happening. But, like, okay. I don't want to waste time thinking about it. But basically, it's like whatever, you're exactly where you're supposed to be at all times. Like, if you
when you're supposed to be there,
if you driving somewhere and you trying to catch the light and that light start turning yellow and red, you weren't supposed to make that light. If you finna get on the flight and your flight get delayed and canceled, or you weren't supposed to get on that plane. Like, and also having that mind frame, it just kind of calms you down a little bit, because then you realize, okay, well, I don't have no control over this. And if the universe want me to be stuck at the airport right now, I'll do it. Fine, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. And that's also scary, because that means that you're losing control. And I feel like that's what we, like, in those moments when something doesn't go exactly as we thought it was about to go, we freak out. And like you said, I feel like if we slow down and actually just, like, let the universe, I feel like, you know, like you said, it'll be a lot more stress-free. It's a lot easier. Just let it be. Just let that shit be.
Yes, well, before...
wherever you let it be.
Before we get into the topics for today, I think we should play a nice game of come or dump.
Ooh. Oh!
It is...
creamy.
Valentine's season this week, so I hope y'all got y'all boyfriends or your bays or your boos. I have three of them. Their names are Fat Rabbit Killer, Prince, and Thor. We talk about them often on this podcast. I need to buy a new one, because Fat Rabbit Killer is like, has worked overtime, and the other two are collecting dust. I need to find somebody new. I think I'm going to get a white one.
Okay. Dump.
This is the Valentine's edition of Come or Dump. If you're new here, Come or Dump is basically, do you like it or do you not like it? And so let's get into the first one on Valentine's Day.
So that's the one we created. So if you hear anyone come or dumping on their podcast, you heard it here first. Cause y'all be still on. Okay. Our fingers be on the pulse, just so y'all know.
This is true.
Just so y'all know, we record this, we drop ours, and then all the other podcasts come out, right? And then they talk about this shit after we talked about it, or they're posting about the shit after we talk about it. Not saying that they're talking about it because of us. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying we be on trend. We be knowing what's going on. Great. We spread the word.
Great minds think alike. Now, there have been some instances where I realized that people have blatantly just like... I'll say this one, and I'm not like this. These conversations aren't new. We're not talking about new things. Like, nothing is new under the sun. Like, these are very normal conversations, especially when stuff is happening in pop culture. But we talked about something so specific on this podcast, and I posted the clip. The clip got a lot of shares. All of a sudden, it's on one of these little white blogs. Mm-hmm. And I went down that blog's page, like, this is not something you would have posted before you seen this. So, I don't know, maybe it's just me being delusional and just thinking I have influence, but I think we got a little something going on with our little 900 followers now.
Okay, I honestly feel, our Instagram numbers have, like, jumped over, like,
doubled.
Last, like, 5 months.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So, we don't talk about the Instagram a lot on here. But we grateful for the Instagram people too. I know we always hype up the YouTube followers, but the Instagram people, we love y'all, because y'all are the ones who are making more people aware of the podcast and the Boys Next Door and what the cul-de-sac is about. But now also, I feel like I haven't said this on our podcast either. I'm really appreciative of y'all like engaging respectfully under our posts and under the reels and under all that stuff. There hasn't been anything like left field or y'all being like, we know how people who have opposite opinions can come off online. And y'all haven't done that, so I like that. Cul-de-sac, you're a great people.
There's been a few, but, you know, here and there. Oh. But, you know, I'm waiting for the moment where we just get dragged through the mud and them numbers is going up, 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 because y'all so mad at something we said. I'm waiting on it. Because one thing about it, you won't. I don't do no backtracking. I don't do no apologizing, so.
And that's the thing. Like, we're very, like, we know what we're saying. We're very aware of ourselves. We know, like, we know. And so, like, we said what we said. And if y'all have a problem with it, y'all can eat our asses.
And that's word to Monique. Shout out to Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp with your fine ass. Come over here, nigga.
Messy. This is the year of the men's podcast, though. There are so many guys getting podcasts now and like entering that world. And so I'm very, I think.
Well, maybe we should.
We're on to something.
We should become men and make a podcast.
I think we're already men. I think we're the most manliest men if you've ever seen and beheld in your life.
Yeah, especially if you take dick like I take dick. That make you a real nigga, okay?
Yeah, because ain't no pussy taking dick like a man like that man is, okay? So, Fat Rabbit Killer ain't no joke.
Squishy, squishy, back to cummer dump for Valentine's Day.
Squishy, squishy.
Sneaky link on Valentine's Day, cummer dump. This ain't your man. This just somebody, you know, you might want to hunch on for this, you know, a little time. And it's on. It's
come.
Okay, because Valentine's Day is on Wednesday this year. Hump day. Come on, get it in.
See, okay, do you celebrate on Valentine's Day? I thought everyone celebrate like the weekend before.
I don't know. I've never had a man. I can't answer that question. So.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I generally think that people now the weekend is set for like Valentine's Day, like the weekend before. And then on the day of, like, people are usually at work. Like, for the last couple of years, Valentine's Day has been during while people working. And so, like, then, like, I don't feel like people are actually going out. But I haven't been in a relationship for so long. I don't know what the fuck people do on Valentine's Day no more. But I wouldn't mind. Long as I'm getting some dickage.
That's a come for me. Why not? Okay, so you do have a man. Not? And he wants to have dinner at home this year for Valentine's Day. Come or dump? Like a nice home dinner.
Okay.
It's giving dump.
It's giving like pre-com. Because it's kind of like, what are you making? What is what else is going on? Like, is it just dinner? Like, are you just making a meatloaf and then we're going to watch TV? Like, if that's our thing, okay, yeah, I'm okay with it. But like, If we normally go out and do shit on Valentine's Day, it should be no fucking different. So I'm gonna say pre-cum because it depends on the settings around it. What about you?
Oh, it's gonna be a cum for me because you know I like to be in the house. Now I will say because I like to be in the house, if me and my man is in the house all the time, I don't know if it's appropriate for us to be in the house on Valentine's Day. Like, let's do some at least for today. But I also wouldn't mind.
Yeah, at least today.
Let's chill. You know.
Would you want to fuck all night? Or you just want to chill?
I don't know, but that brings me to my next one, sex as a gift for Valentine's Day. Come or dump.
Is that the only gift?
That's your only gift. Dick.
Dump. You better go give me a fucking pink teddy bear. I feel like any guy that fucks with me has to know, like, legit. Like, if you buy me something pink, you are good to go. Like, like, you'll automatically get better ass if you just buy me something pink. Like, not no candy or nothing like that that's pink. I need, like, a teddy bear. You can buy me a pink shirt. You can buy me, like, I don't know, something pink. Because that's, like, my favorite color, one.
What if
two is Valentine's Day.
What if his tip is pink? Yeah.
I mean,
I got you there.
Yeah, that changes things. That changes a lot of things. But I don't think I'm dating a Puerto Rican right now. So, I don't know. I love... Puerto Ricans have such pretty dicks. Oh, so pretty.
I love an uncut Latino dick with a pink tip, baby. Oh.
Yes. It does something. It does something. Oh, she did. She did. You got to slap a dick on her. She back.
I love a big, fat, uncut pink tip dick. I do.
Ooh,
and them white boys be having that dick, too.
Yeah, they do. But it's something about a white dick. I can't bring myself to sucking one. Like I would suck one just to try it out, just to see if Connor mom's a little different than DeMarcus. But I just like I would just want it like, and then, I don't know. It's something about a white boys. I just like I automatically think of like thong flip flops and polos, and I'm just like it turns me off. But I really that do love a like on. I love a like a Jaden. You know, his mama fuck a couple of black niggas, so he think he from the block too. She got that sharp haircut that covered one like the left part of her
but
eye.
But see, at that point, Jaden looked close enough to black to pass. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but he's still white. Technically, he can't go out and say nigga, nigga, nigga. He might slip one in there and there. But I mean, that's him.
So
but, yeah, I love.
So I think we've established Jaden. You like a Travis Kelce white.
Yeah, I love a Jaden. Give me a Jaden. Travis Kelce white.
That's fine too, but I do like my classic white.
You're judgy because
I'm not judgy. No. I just like a classic white. I like them both. I don't care.
So what?
But I like a.
So if Jaden and Ethan were walking up, which one would you? Which one? And they both were trying to talk to you. You would talk to Ethan first.
Why do I have to choose? I have two holes. You know what? This is Black History Month. We're not talking about this. Next.
I was thinking that. That is so inappropriate of us. This is why we're going to get canceled. This is it.
Talking about white.
We're talking about sucking white dick.
White dick during Black History Month, bitch. Grow up. Be for real. You're done. Black card. Give it to me.
Sorry. It's something. I didn't even introduce that. First of all, I'm not taking the blame. You introduced that.
I don't know what's going on. Sex toys being introduced on Valentine's night. Come or dump.
Okay, yeah. Come.
What kind of sex toys?
Lately I've been having the urge to use a fleshlight on a guy while I suck his dick. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I wouldn't mind like chains and bondage and shit like that. You know, like, so you know how like they have the fleshlight and the tip comes out the top?
Oh, okay.
I want to try that. And I but so like a stroker. Like a stroker.
A stroker. They have some strokers that are shaped like mouths, and then there's the open end, and they have like just like a regular silicone stroker that's like ribbed on the inside. They have all different types of patterns and stuff on the inside. I don't have one. I would like one, and I feel like if I ever get a stroker, I will never go back to my hand.
I've been thinking about getting one too. It's something about I love, like that's been like slowly creeping up into like my porn favorite category. I love watching niggas use fleshlights. It's something about it. Or like it, like I think it almost like I think that's kind of like when I like when they fuck the food. I'm like, oh my god, it's almost like a fleshlight, but like a different source.
Why did I just watch a video not even a couple hours ago? This white guy fucking a McDouble.
That's hot. Do you like the videos? I feel like this is just so bad. It's so bad. I love videos when niggas are like beating off at work.
Oh yeah, I love that. Anything in public is fine.
Yeah, yeah, like love it. And so yeah,
even the Doritos of the world who go way too far and want to jack off in the furniture section at Walmart. I like them kind of videos, but I think you should be arrested.
But I don't know. I feel like you should get reprimanded and you can't do it in that parking lot. But you can go to another one. Like I love public shit. I like love public it. Shit.
For the
it's bad. I love it. Like I'm shaming myself. Right,
like I love it for the pervy side of me, but for the moral side of me,
yeah,
this is terrible. You shouldn't be doing this, babe.
This is appalling. Actually, it's worse than terrible.
Lace underwear or male lingerie being worn during sexy time on Valentine's Day. Come or done.
Come. I love it. I love watching, like, especially, like, super masculine guys in, like, lace underwear and panties and shit like that. It turns me fucking on. Because I feel like it's something soft about it. And I'm just like, oh, you have these fucking little panties on, you little slut. And so, I automatically get turned on. But I also, like, if I'm in a relationship, I love dressing up. I love wearing outfits, like, schoolgirl, like, lace underwear, jock straps. Even though I'm not a particular, I don't like jock straps. I don't enjoy them. It's something about like your butt, just only your butt being out that throws me off. It's just like, what up? Like, it's just a breeze right there. But I really do enjoy a thong.
I'm gonna give you some jock straps. I've never worn. I have one. I've had a leather jock strap since I was about, I want to say, 20 years old. Because I remember what apartment I was living in.
A leather one?
It's leather. But you know, at that time, I was every bit of like 120 pounds, so I never wore the jock strap because it didn't fit me right. And I would take pictures in it and stuff because you know you can stretch it or whatever. But I will say I can fit that motherfucker now. But if I could gain like 15 pounds, I would be busting out the back in that jock strap. But yeah, I'm gonna get me some. Now that you slandered them, I have to get some now.
Yeah, I really want some more thongs. I just love how my body look in a thong. I like how my ass is in a thong. And the Rihanna of her Savage line has a pair of boy shorts. Oh, boy panties or whatever the fuck they're called. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good. Y'all need to get you some of them.
I've never worn a thong, but I want to.
Really? Yeah. It's something about it. Like if I could wear...
Oh, he's pulling out his inventory, you guys. For those of you not watching the YouTube, he's rummaging around. And his lady drawer.
I thought this was a pair of my underwear, but it was a mask.
No. Okay, we got...
Because they're all skimpy. So I have this jock strap, right? But it's a thong.
Okay.
So it's really hot. It looks really good on.
Okay.
Another jock strap. Colorful. Really simple.
Okay, I don't know if I like that one too much, but okay.
This thong is a really classic, like, it's classic thong.
That's hot.
And the size are, Oh, here we go. I can't. Okay, yeah. So, and then it has, like, the little straps on the side.
Okay.
I'm trying to, like, position it.
So, yeah, I don't have birthday plans, but I may go to, like, a store my God, that's such and buy good birthday me, plans. Like, some sexy stuff.
Mesh ones, like I love dressing
I'm
up.
I'm squinting because so I like can't really image. See, you know. But I got you.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was trying to like position the best.
No, it's not you. It's me being blind. That's all.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry for your eyes.
But yeah.
But yeah, I love. I suggest everyone like actually go out and get like lingerie and shit like that. It's hot.
I love a few things about male lingerie. I love. First of all, I do like seeing like. A muscular or a bigger guy in lingerie. I also like seeing a masculine guy in lingerie. But I also love seeing, you know, the femme queens and the feminine boys in the lingerie. I do. I like seeing... I really like seeing trans girls in lingerie. I also really love... this is not really lingerie, but sheer socks. Oh, my God.
Sheer socks?
I'm like losing my mind at the thought right now. Like, so, I love a sheer sock, especially a thigh high. Oh.
Really? So I'm always confused. Like, See Whom Fuck is like one of my favorite like porn sites.
I love them.
And like, they are amazing. Like, I always, like, I can always watch their porn and the girls and everything because I always like swap me and them out. It's like, this is what I be doing. Like, this is how I get out there. And so it's easy to get into that shit. But I'm always confused. Like, I'd be so irritated when, like, the guy has on his sheer socks or whatever. And the girl is just kissing his foot. I'm like, girl, if you don't take that sock off and put that foot in your mouth, I'd be thrown off.
It's the tease and it's like, wow, there's a nice package up under here. But I'm enjoying these socks right now. And then the fact that it's kind of see-through is like, oh, you get
I never thought about it being a tease, a foot tease. I never thought about that.
I love being teased personally. I like being tortured to the point where I'm like begging for it. Like, that's the kind of, I need that type of energy, okay? Yeah. That's going to make me squirt, nigga.
I love sexual attention. Sexual attention is like probably like my favorite, bitch. I'm gonna fell out that chair. Oh, she was losing it, y'all. Y'all gotta watch the YouTube this week. But I love sexual attention, like in general. Like, that's my favorite thing in the fucking world. Like, if I could just build more tension and more tension till we're both like, fuck, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm happy. I'm good to go.
Well, we haven't gotten into a single topic today, so let's go ahead and end the game right there and jump into our first topic, which kind of bounces off what we were just talking about, sexual tension. What happens if the relationship and sex is bad, do you think it can survive that, or is that something that needs to be wrapped up? And I got this topic from a reel that I saw, which I'm assuming is a skit, but it just made me think, and I'm like, let's bring it to the podcast. So the girl was like, I don't know, I don't remember what she asked him, but his response was, her question was, how do you know you love me? And his answer was, he was like, you sure you want me to say this? He kept asking her, like, are you sure you want me to say this? Because this might hurt your feelings. And he was like, I know I love you because your coochie not good and I'm still with you. And so, besides me being like, you know, embarrassed for the poor girl.
Internal scream.
I was flabbergasted. So I couldn't.
Mortified.
The crazier part is I can't really tell if it's a skit or not. Like, this might be dead serious. But I want to know, if your man told you your sex bad, but I love you, I mean, can that work out?
Not to tell anyone's business. I feel like yes.
Okay, and why?
I feel like you may be bored. You may be like not interested, but you're more so like focused on the chemistry and the emotion between you and that person. Mm-hmm. And so like the sex not good, but you're just like, oh, I'm really just enjoying this connection with you. Like I've done it multiple times. Like I'm just always been like sometimes like I've been in situations and the dick was just not good. It just wasn't good. Like it was just like, okay. And then like I oh my God. Oh my God, this is gonna sound so bad. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to say this. It's the deuce. But okay. So I was fucking this guy, right? And we were fucking for like years. I wanna say like 5 years. Okay. And he will always be like, you're so fucking loud every time we're fucking. You're so fucking loud. You're so fucking loud. And it was because I was faking it. And I was just like, I'm trying to make him come faster. So I would just purposely be loud as fuck. There to be like, oh, like I felt the dick. Like it was in there. I'm tight as fuck. Like I feel it. But I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'm ready for this to be over. Like, And he would always be like, you're so fucking loud. Yeah, bitch, because I'm faking it. Like, and I would always be like scared that he would like one day just realize I was faking it. And so I like, yeah, so yeah, so I mean, it can work.
I mean,
allegedly.
Here's the thing.
That's so terrible.
I'm gonna act like I didn't even hear what I just heard.
That is so bad. That oh is my God, spicy. Whatever.
Ooh. Here's the thing, okay, and we've talked about it on this podcast before, like. Sex is not the most important thing in a relationship, but I think sexual chemistry and compatibility is probably like number two. Like, not the actual sex, but like the desire to have sex, the desire to have sex often, the types of things we like to do during sex, like all of that matters. So the sexual right. chemistry has to be on point. I don't need sex to be satisfied. Like, it's not even something I need often, but again, that would have to match my partner. Like, heat partner. Oh, my God. That would have to match my
man. I hate that word.
Because, you know what? It's a professional word to say. And I feel like when I'm on the microphone, yeah. I'm trying to be professional. But, bitch, this is... Right. I'm in my house, okay?
Yeah. Okay. That is my man, my man, my man. And I slip up and catch myself saying this sometimes, too. And I'm always just like... I don't really mean to say that. It just happens to slip out.
You know, the thing is, it works. It's perfectly fine. It's when you actually refer to your partner as your partner that makes it weird.
Yeah. I don't like that. I'm like, ew. Like, oh, that is my man, bitch. Like, me and my partner. It just, like, ugh. I mean, we're old. I think it's because we're old.
Bad sex, I don't know. The sex would have to be, like I just would have to be so unattracted to you that I think the sex is bad for me to be like, oh, this is so bad, I gotta go. Now, some things might be that we're not compatible on might make us have to break up, like if you want it too much or if you only last 5 seconds after I, you know, prepared for you all fucking day, or if, you know, you are fucking like a rabbit. Like, I don't like rabbit fucking. Like, yeah. You can do like 2 or 3 seconds of rabbit and back to slow strokes. Like, we not doing all that. That's why, you know, I be hesitant about, you know, matching yeah. with white men on Tinder, because I don't know what y'all got down there. I don't know what y'all working with.
I don't know. I like, well, lately, well, turn, last time I had sex, I bitch, yeah. Okay, back to the white man. You just love sneaking your white man in, huh? But last time I had sex, I thought I enjoyed, like, really rough fucking in general, but I think I really am starting to like slow stroking. I like the body flow. I like us being on top of each other. I like all that, like, oh, the passion, the energy. Like, it does it for me every time. And so, like, I really, 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 like, I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, merge into, like, getting more comfortable with sex in general and having more often enough to really decide. Because I'm ready to get fucked down.
I do want to have sex more often, but if I can't find, like, a fuck buddy or a man, it's not going to happen.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, babe.
How do you propose to somebody that they be your fuck buddy? How does that happen? Does it just happen?
It just happens. Or can you just like... Nobody's like, oh, you want to be fuck buddies? No, you just start fucking often. That should be good the first time. And y'all be like, let's run it back. And y'all keep running it back.
See, and that's where I feel like I'm in a position... Oh my God, it's so crazy we're talking about this. Because I was thinking about this in the car on my way back home. And I was like, I really would just like a fuck buddy, a situationship. Like, we really enjoy each other. We fuck. We smoosh, we do our thing, like, but we also keep it, like, cool, like, we're vibing, like, we're good. And I don't know if that exists without putting a title on what that is, because at that point, it's just, like, y'all talking like friends, y'all together like friends, y'all fucking like a couple. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you, like, have you ever had a situation like that, and how did you navigate it, if so? Or how would you suggest if you haven't?
I'm sorry, I had to, This is okay. Yeah, I've been in. I've been in situationships, but the situationships were too serious to be situationships. They were borderline relationships, and we just never called it that.
Yeah. Did you like that though? I guess that situation without a title.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, we getting to know each other. We chilling. You know, we kind of exclusive because it's like if you talking to somebody else, like we're done type shit. But it's not like
I want that so bad.
Yeah, but also yeah. I prefer, like, if we gonna be fuck buddies, like I prefer us to know very little about each other's business. Like, I want you to come over, crack my back, go. It's very like, oh, you know, like we cool, we can chat, we can watch a little TV after, we can, you know, we can smoke, you know, before, during, and after. I like to smoke while I'm getting fucked, you know, a little smoke break, you know.
I like before, during, after. I like the full, I like a full, like, little session. Like, you can put it out a little bit in the middle, but I like to keep it going.
If you my, if you like my homie for real, like, I'm gonna get you a hot towel, you know.
Yeah, get you situated.
Like, you gonna be good. Like, but as far as like, and we can talk about, you know, niggas and stuff like that. But it's like, you don't owe me nothing. We just hunching. We can talk like friends, and then we can just, you know, if it becomes serious, those lines are very slippery. But yeah. I've never had a fuck buddy turned relationship, but I have had, like, you know, people who I fucked with before we started dating, and it's just like, okay, well, we'd like to have sex, so we might as well start dating each other, which is a terrible idea, because you don't, I don't want to go on a tangent today, but.
I was going to say, do you prefer that method over, like, the, I guess, traditional way? I mean, sure,
I prefer to fuck and get it out the way, to be honest. I'm not saying, I don't put out easily, yeah, and, like, I don't have sex often, but, like, if we on that type of time, let's get that out the way, because I don't want to find out midway that you working with 2.5 inches and you can't last longer than 10 seconds. I don't want to wait that long. I need to know now.
So I guess,
and if the dick good, I might respect you.
So I guess that will ultimately be a deal breaker. No. That might ultimately be a deal breaker then.
No. Not always.
Okay. So if you start fucking with a guy and like the sex is bad, would you still consider dating him?
It would just have to, like, piss me off. That's how bad it would have to be.
Okay. I guess it takes us back to the original question.
Yeah. Now, when you're having sex with somebody, what position do you like to start in?
Okay. I ain't gonna lie. Most of the time, I'm getting back shots.
Okay.
When I'm fucking.
That's why you're my sister.
I'm a back shotter. And I also really enjoy doggy a lot. And then missionary. But I enjoy missionary.
Is doggy not back shots?
Like, I thought doggy's more to the side.
No, doggy's like all fours. Which is like
okay, back shots. Okay, yeah. So, but
back shots can also be like, you know, skin to skin. It's kind of almost when I think of back shots, I think of
that's
like
more missionary.
Lawrence and Tasha, you know.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. I love back shots. So hit me up. Start me out with back shots. Cause normally every time I fuck, it starts from me sucking dick, and then they start fingering, and then they like, you want to do this? I'm like, well, might as well. We're here, right? And so then I just turn around and we get started. But I like a smooth transition. I want everything to be smooth. I don't like clunkiness. I want it to almost feel like a movie every time. Mm-hmm. But But to be honest, I can't recall. But it's not like I have that many people. Y'all know my body count is hella low, and I'm trying to change that. I want to be a hoe so bad. But like, I feel like every time like that I've had sex with somebody, it's been a smooth transition. Wasn't any like clunky spots, but I think that's due to like our chemistry and our vibe just being on point, us just being locked in. Like, I really like to connect energies when we're about to fuck. Like, I want to be one with you.
That is so romantic. I just feel like that's a lot of thought. But you know what? Let's come back to that thought that I was just about to make. I have a confession later.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, you...
I'm, like, trying to get...
You want to get into this Twitchuation?
Yeah. I guess we kind of already talked about it. Let's see.
Really?
Let me scroll there.
Because we were talking about tops and bottoms, and this talks about how tops...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. Okay, so, yeah. Y'all know Twitchuations. This is a new thing I'm trying to bring about. If I see something interesting on Twitter, I'm going to steal it from y'all because it's the public internet and that is what happens. So if you don't want your shit on there, don't talk about it. So today I found a tweet from Richard Allen 777. So I guess he's kind of lucky. And he said, tops treat bottoms like how black men treat black women. But y'all don't want to get into that. So what do you feel about that statement? First of all, that's a loaded statement.
That's a loaded. You literally took the words out of my mouth. I'm like, that you are saying a lot.
Yeah, so that's loaded. But also, like, from there, like, how do you feel about the relationship and how the treatment is between tops and bottoms, and how do you think it should be?
Well, first of all, just to, like, address his statement a little bit, the insinuation here is that, how can I say this? That, first of all, what I can hear him saying is... I got my therapy hat on today. What I hear you saying is...
I love situations where you can get on your box. Go crazy.
Like, tops and bottoms as gay men fall into this... They're men, so they fall into the patriarchy, and so they want to impose these traditional gender roles when they are actually speak of the it. Same kind. You know what I'm saying? But it's fine. Like, some people like to be like, you know, they want to pretend to be Molly the Maid in their relationship, and that makes them happy. Yeah. And so, congratulations. No shade. Even though I just called you Molly the Maid. But I'm not a traditional girl. I'm like a Maxine Shaw. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to work.
Okay.
I got my own money and I want you to dick me down. Like, I just, that's just whatever. We don't have to get into all that. So what I hear him saying is like, okay, tops and bottoms, they subscribe to this. And he's also saying in a negative way that black women do not get treated very well by black men. And this, I mean, I'm not a black woman and I don't date black women. So I feel like maybe I should mind my business, but it's a little something to that because, you know, it's a lot of stuff that goes around on the internet. And this is not true of all black men and all black women. I know black men that treat black women in my family very well. So I'm not saying that they don't
like
exist.
Queens.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And it's a lot of happy, successful black men, black man, black woman relationships. But oftentimes we see black women, I can speak from also the black women in my family who have gotten treated shitty by black men. So, you know, my daddy being one of those black men that just has a history of doing black women the dirtiest, you know what I'm saying? But then you have some of these same black men, you know, getting their Latina trophy wives, their white trophy wives, their Asian trophy wives, and they treat them like, you know, the goddess of all time.
The sun of the moon.
Because
the stars,
they're more
baby.
Submissive and they're not so combative. That's what they like to say about black women. So, I mean, there's a lot
of people fall in line.
Yes, and they a lot of time black women don't fall in line like that because, again, they have a history of dealing with terrible men, so they have to be everything for themselves, which
strong.
Makes them harder. And that and instead of being a real nigga and coming in and letting that girl know you can still be a strong woman, just know I'm gonna be a strong man.
I got your back.
You can be Monique I can be Sydney. Okay, call me daddy. All right.
Oh God. Okay. But like no, but for real, I feel like there's a lost trust that makes somebody actually want to be submissive to any of these niggas out here. Like, and I guess that like correlates to why black women always like why they don't trust black men as much as they used to. Black men are the first to throw them under the bus. Black men are the first to antagonize them. Are like half of their first bullies were black men, and then as they're adults, it only gets worse. And so I think that correlates back to tops and bottoms because tops technically always. Everything generally works on their time. Everything generally works when they feel like it. And that's why sometimes, like, when I see how you move and how you
I was just about to say, that's why I reclaim my mother.
Yeah.
Y'all,
yeah.
You
and I was like, yes. Yes. And, like, and I'm trying to get better at that. And so, like, when you do shit like that, when you say you were, like, Maxine Shaw, I thought that was the perfect fucking comparison. Like, that is totally you. Like, you walk in, you're just like, nope. And then here comes Kyle, and he's the only nigga that can sit your ass down.
Where's
and
my Kyle? Like, Kyle, I need you.
Yeah, where is Kyle? Yeah, and it's like, and I understand that because that's how I am. And so, like, sometimes, like, I said last week on the episode, I'm like, I scare guys. And it's just like, I haven't met a guy that isn't afraid. Like, how Kyle isn't afraid of Maxine, he sees her, like, power, her independence, and her just, like, her natural aura of her just, like, how she is, and he appreciates that. That's what I mean. Like, I don't want a guy afraid of all of that. I want a guy that sees all of that, and he's like, that's the one right there, yeah! But it's just like, that's what I want. And so, yeah, whatever. Valentine's Day episode, ew.
Yeah, I think in summation, I think the gays need to like just unsubscribe. You don't have to be that way. You can be in love with another bottom. Okay, it just you see how I brought it back. I brought it back because I knew it would trigger you. You don't.
This episode is going so great.
Don't let these tops treat you bad. Just go date one of your sisters. Yeah. It's okay being a lesbian. Let me tell you, Niecy Dash got the secret. She went and found her a fine stud and said, "I'm gonna get my life together."
Low key, I would totally date a stud. I would totally be into it. I don't know how the fucking situation would work. But I would totally date one. I don't think we would have sex, but we could totally just, like, date.
We were talking about, you were telling me about, like, the kind of porn that you like is, like, the stroker porn now, the fleshlight porn.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, I like watching studs get fucked.
What?
By men.
Like, what they be doing in those... Oh.
Yeah, the studs be sneak dicking. They y'all not low. I be watching all the videos. They be over there at they bro house, you know, picking up a bag of weed.
I'm cooling with bro, babe.
She giving him the Gok 3000. He busting her down like Lawrence did when he was fucking Miss Tasha. Okay. Taking her down. I like watching studs, you know, take a little dick. It's just like I like stuff being flipped on his head. Like, you masculine as fuck and you don't even like niggas and you getting fucked by a man. Like, look at yourself. This is so hot.
I think that's why I like sucking straight niggas.
I think the same thought process is there. Like, I think it's just like, you know, doing something you really not supposed to be doing as the person that's representing.
Yes. Yes. And then, like, it's just like, oh, this nigga, I ain't gonna get
That's
it.
Why I like to see big, girly niggas in lingerie, you know? Because it's like, you big as fuck with this lacy ass underwear on. Sit your big gay ass down or let me suck your dick.
Okay. And then I love when their dick bounce out from under the thong. I'd be like, this, like, oh, nigga, I'm about to slut you out. But it's something about slutting out a really masculine nigga that be doing it for me, too. I'd be like, nigga, you are literally my slut. You sit there taking down all these bitches, and you are my slut. Ooh, like, it just be something about that. I'd be like,
I've been drinking, Brooklyn, y'all. Girl. This wine is some rosé from Target.
What?
It's nasty. It's a little bitter. And but it is getting me where I need to go. That's why I'm over here talking reckless. But it looked pretty though. That's why I got the bottle, because I'm like, this.
Is that the one with the rose at the bottom? Does it have the rose at the bottom?
The one with the rose at the bottom is delicious. This is disgusting.
Oh.
And that's.
Oh done, man, I was.
What?
I was gonna go to Target too.
This net has been invading my space all episode. If you have a really good eye, you might have been able to see it, and I can't attack it right now because I'm trying to be professional. But when I hang up this phone, I'm gonna kick your ass, bitch.
You, I be seeing you ducking. You had got up for a second, like, if y'all watch the YouTube, you get up. I'm like, where is he going? What's going on?
I went to get
and
the
you
bottle.
Came back with a full bottle. I was like, oh shit, it's that type of episode.
It looked like a Hennessy bottle or something. I don't know.
No, it's really nice. I've been drinking Douce. I can't wait till this bottle of Douce is over. I've been craving some tequila so bad, and I'm sitting there, I gotta finish this bottle of Douce. I'm like, I bought it, and then I'm like, it's not about to sit in the fridge, so I'm like, I might as well just drink it, right?
Well, that's gonna lead me into my confession this week. So I let a man in my space a couple days ago. How about that?
Yay!
And
how'd it go?
Baby, I ain't never had my feet worshipped like that. That was amazing.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. How did this come about? Break it down for us.
So I downloaded Tinder, I downloaded Hinge, you know, I'm swiping, I'm making matches. I'm not really replying back to nobody. I'm still working on that. But, you know, I replied back to a couple people, and one person in particular had really pretty feet, and so I was like, of course, why not? I don't know, he found my Instagram, because I think I have my Instagram on my jacked, because we also came up on each other's jacked.
It's meant to be.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, he came over. I'm looking at my feet now. They look very suckable right now. If I was somebody, I would do the same thing. Like, because he ate them up. And I ate his
up. Come on, bitch. You better hype them feet up.
Okay. And I gave him the same treatment. It was a fun foot worshiping night.
Wow.
I haven't had that type of fun in a while. That was great for me.
Who kicked it off? He came over, y'all got right to it, or how did that
so
go?
He came over, I poured him a glass of this nasty shit, he didn't like it, and I was like, well, I tried. The guys always have to kick it off. I don't know what to do. In my head, I'd be like, I'm ready to get this shit started, but like, I don't know how.
Me. That's fuck. That's me as fuck. I get it.
Yeah, so he just grabbed my foot and started massaging it. And then next thing you know, it was in his mouth. And I'm like, all right, let's take this to the bedroom.
Okay, so you're not a couch girly. You're a bedroom girly.
No, nigga, go get into bed.
Really? I like a little, I'm a couch girly. I love a little couch session.
My couch is like for aesthetics. This is not something you do things on. Maybe on the chase part, or the chase. But other than that,
bougie auntie bitch, bougie auntie bitch. We can fuck on the island. We can fuck on top of the TV, bitch. Let's get it cracking. The couch is fine though, cause I have a little what's the thing that you put on the end that you can make it like different shapes?
The chase.
It's another word for it too. Whatever.
The
so I have one of those.
Okay. Oh, the ottoman.
Yeah, ottoman. Yes, so I have an ottoman. And I really like getting fucked on top of that, cause it extends it a little bit, so I can like be off a little
bit. It's really big.
A little gap.
That's not like a regular size ottoman though. So I don't want y'all thinking y'all can go get an ottoman from Family Dollar and get fucked on it. No, he has a real piece of furniture. Okay.
It's so nice. Like, you could like sit on that bitch. But it's like, I really love getting fucked on it, bitch. Now I almost injured some of the cul-de-sac. They almost took them out.
We gotta put out safety warnings. Y'all motherfuckers be out here eating glue. Okay.
This is so sick. This is a dumb show.
I don't mind getting fucked in different places, but like I don't know. I just like I don't I've never owned a comfy couch. I buy couches for the look. So I've never done anything on them.
Okay.
Except for like beat off with somebody, because that's as much as we can do. Okay. Let's go to the bed. That's why I have a queen. I got a mattress protector. You know what I'm saying? Roll them sheets back.
A mattress protector?
Oh, yes.
It gets a little juicy over there.
You don't have a mattress protector?
I don't know. I have a green tea bed with like bamboo and everything, and so it's just like
you need a mattress protector. It's just to preserve the cleanliness of the mattress. Okay. It doesn't mean like anything. It also protects from bed bugs and stuff like that. So,
oh God. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I need a new bed anyway. I wanna, if Sleep Number is watching this, sponsor us. You see us talking about beds.
Casper, come on now. I've been trying to get one. They too expensive though. Actually, I got. Okay, let's talk about beds though, because don't sleep on Amazon. I got my queen.
Amazon got some bomb. I got mine from Amazon too.
I have a
bomb
queen mattress. It's like I forgot how many inches the pillow top is, but it's really soft. It's memory foam, and it was like
mine is too.
Less than $200. I got that when I first moved.
Yeah, mine was like $169, like $170.
Don't sleep on Amazon.
Yeah, it was really, really good, and it's lasted. Like this is on year three. I'm gonna probably get a new one this year, but. It's time for a new one, but I'm just like, it's so good. Like, it's not like, you know, like sometimes, like, I don't know, I feel like this is my first memory foam mattress I've ever had. But like, you know, like sometimes your bed, it loses its shape and it's just like, ugh, like it's just, it doesn't feel the same. My bed still feels the same as the first day I got it.
And that, you know,
I'm like, you can't beat that.
Back in the day, like when I first had apartments and stuff, like I would just get a bed from the dollar store. Like there was like this dollar store on 79th and Cottage Grove. They had everything. Mm-hmm. They had beds, they had furniture, they had chips. Like that was the dollar store, and the mattress is like $75. You sleeping on them hard ass,
can't beat that,
cool mattresses. Like it is all bent out of shape. You don't really get the best sleep you can. Some of them be comfortable if you get like a pillow top or something, but like to have a memory foam mattress is like, I got a mixed blend. Mine is memory foam and coils.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got a good, yours is comfy as hell. You got a good bed.
It is. I love it.
See, yeah, I really like, I was, I don't know where I was, but I was like smelling all the beds and I really fell in love with like the aromatic beds. Like something about the green tea scented beds always do it for me. It's just so like refreshing and it's like cooling. Not that, like green tea is like one of my favorite scents, like green tea lotion. I love green tea candles. I love green tea every fucking thing. Green tea always does it. I love green tea.
Well, this has been a fun episode. I cannot wait to hang up so I can kill this gnat that's been, now it's landing on my iPad. Like, what do you want me to do? You want me to kill you? It's not that I want to stop talking to y'all. It's just that, you know, now I'm drunk. I'm losing my words. I might make a phone call. I might get my toes sucked.
I might have to go be toxic a little bit. I feel a little toxicity.
I think you've had enough for the day. Y'all didn't hear what he told me before we started recording. You've had enough toxic for today. You're done. You're Britney Spears. Why? Done. You need to be dancing in the house by yourself with your knives. You don't need to go nowhere. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you have a confession or you want some advice, please send it to asboysnextdoor@gmail.com as my co-host has a seizure on the other side of the screen. Please make sure you follow us on Instagram @boysnextdoorpod. You can follow me @blackberry.
You can follow me @kenlush, KENLUSHH.
Woo! Thank y'all so much for listening. Make sure you tell me happy birthday when it's my birthday or I'm going to beat your ass. Bye.
Bye.